And obviously, thank you to Sean and him and Quinn and the whole sports information. George Chapel, they do a great job all year long. I mean, they got a bunch of sports here, and you know, it's tough to cover everything. And I haven't seen him yet, but I definitely appreciate his help with the article. But I you know, we made a decision a couple years ago. I think I was just more like, I want to get more into culture building. I think culture helps win games, and it's something where you can't just do it once a week or once a month. You have to do it daily. And I think we started doing more team meetings and then breaking teams, you know, having a big roster, break them into increment groups or small groups, kind of more of an intimate setting, as well as, you know, giving them certain stuff or different competes that aren't football related. I mean, sometimes we will have some games where it's, you know, a spelling bee or a team jeopardy, but sometimes it's about, you know, the culture and working together and what each person means, because I think with football, it's the ultimate team sport. I'm going to sound biased, but you need all 11 to do the right thing and have you play. It's not a sport where, like, one player can take it over a game. And I think, you know, we have a very, you know, like I said, resilient group, but a very humble group, you know. And no matter what happens on Saturday, if you look at the season so far, there's always been a different player each week or a different person stepping up or someone's having a bad game. Like at one point, like, and last week, you know, Clayton threw an interception. But if you could see the sideline and the guys around them, or we had, you know, a turnover in the year, and the defense is just like, we're up, coach, we're good to go, like, we're good, we're good. Like, there's no hesitation amongst the team or the coaches. And I think the culture is just something we've done and we will continue to do.